Time's Arrow by Martin Amis, read by Stephen Pacey. Part 1. Chapter 1. What goes around comes around. I moved forward out of the blackest sleep to find myself surrounded by doctors, American doctors. I sensed their vigor, scarcely held in check, like the profusion of their body hair, and the forbidding touch of their forbidding hands, doctors' hands, so strong, so clean, so aromatic. Although my paralysis was pretty well complete, I did find that I could move my eyes. At any rate, my eyes moved. The doctors seemed to be availing themselves of my immobility. They were, I sensed, discussing my case, but also other matters having to do with their copious free time, hobbies, and so on. And the thought came to me, surprising in its fluency and confidence, fully formed, fully settled, how I hate doctors. Any doctors. All doctors. Consider the Jewish joke with the old lady running distractedly along the seashore. Help! My son, the doctor, is drowning. Amusing, I suppose. Her pride, I suppose, is amusing. It is greater than her love. But why the pride in these doctor children? Why not shame? Why not incredulous dread? Intimates of bacilli and trichiny, of trauma and mortification, with their disgusting vocabulary and their disgusting furniture, the blood-stained rubber bib hanging on its hook. They are life's gatekeepers, and why would anyone want to be that? The doctors are...